Welcome to That Deep Show. We hope everyone had a great weekend. Tonight's show, we're going to answer some of the Bearded Jeepers fan mail. Just kidding. It's fan mail for both of us. So let's get started. John in Utah writes, "Hey, That Jeep Show, I tune in every week. Why did you all choose the Jeeps you have? Thanks, John, for the great question. Vince, I'll let you begin."
Oh, well, it was kind of a fluke, I'll just say. A friend of mine had the TJ that I got, and yeah, I bought it from him because he wanted to see what I would do with it, basically. But I've always loved the TJ overall, the platform that it's on, being the coil springs and, you know, the solid axles. And I knew that there was a lot of aftermarket support available for it. I didn't want a four-door Jeep because of the wheelbase. I wanted something short. And this Jeep that I have currently, Sorrow, had everything that I wanted on it. You know, from the beginning, it was low. It was a low mile vehicle, manual shift, 4 liter. It had everything that I wanted. So I knew it was a good base to start with. I just love the TJs. I can't get enough of them. I'm an older Jeep guy, and that's what I like. It kind of saddens me though that I can say that a TJ is an older Jeep, because I mean, it's a 99 model. I graduated in high school in 95. So in my mind, it's not old, but I guess it is.
Right.
You know, so how about you? Why do you have what you have?
Well, as a little girl, I always wanted a CJ7. Thanks, Daisy Duke. But my Jeeps ended up being fate. A guy that normally don't attend church came one Sunday, and it was love at first sight. The Jeep, that is, not the guy. I wanted to clarify that. Anyways, it ended up being for sale, and my Jeep originally came from the Texas-Oklahoma area. His wife was military and was stationed at Fort Knox, which is close to me. Anyway, she ended up passing away, and it was their thing that they did together. So he really wanted to sell it. He said it was just too painful to keep, and he just happened to be at the church that I was going to. So a lot of times when I'm out on my adventures and stuff, I'll often, like, think about her. And right. It really makes me treasure, like, all the adventures in my Jeep that much more, you know. Right. It has special meaning. And sometimes I think, I wonder if they done this together, you know, just different things like that. But that's how I got the CJ7. And the TJ just ended up being by chance that knew somebody that had it, wanted to sell it years ago, and just called him up, and there was the TJ. So they both kind of just fell in my lap. But I love the older Jeeps too. Now, I do like the four doors, but like you, I'm more of like older classic Jeeps. I just think there's something about them that I just really like. So
It's kind of funny, you know, I've been asked before this question or something similar about why did I pick my TJ, but it's odd how they kind of pick you. You know, episodes ago we talked about names and how the Jeep names itself. The Jeep kind of picks you as a person, and you just kind of click with it. I've had Cherokees, and I've had other vehicles, other Jeeps, you know, but this one just kind of clicked with me. It was like, okay, we're meant to be together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fate. I mean, it really is fate.
And it is.
It just shows you how deep, like, the bond between you and your Jeep is. I mean, I know people look at me like I'm crazy sometimes when I refer to my Jeep as a person, but it becomes part of the family, you know. It really does.
Yeah. So we'd have another bit of fan mail here. If are you finished with talking about your Jeeps? I'll go on ahead and move on.
I'm
on. Okay. Okay. So Mike from Ohio writes, "Dear That Jeep Show, I'm new to Jeeping. What's the difference between overlanding and off-roading? And do either of you do overland also?" So, well, how about you? Have you ever overlanded, or what's the difference, Shannon?
Well, overlanding is exactly what it says. It's to travel overland. Actually, the term first surfaced in Australia. It was used to reference the droving of livestock across vast lands of the outback. Pioneers of overlanding cut out tracks across the outback, opening new territory, stock routes for driving sheep, cattle, and other livestock to market. The original routes are still used by overlanders today. So that was just like a little fun fact of where overlanding first, the term first came from. You know, I got to get in my nerd of the day.
Of course. So,
but today, overlanding, whether it's a long weekend or a multi-year trip, there's no trip that's too short or too long for a great adventure. So overlanding is vehicle-supported, self-reliant adventure to travel to remote destinations where the journey is the primary goal. Your vehicle is the source of transportation, living, and all the gear and supplies that you need. Now, off-roading is to travel on unsurfaced roads or tracks or over natural terrain. So you do some off-roading whenever you overland, but the difference is that off-roading is exactly what it says, you're off-road. Just a few more terms to throw out there. Four-wheeling is driving off-road, typically in four-wheel drive. And rock crawling is an extreme form of off-roading that typically includes travel over very rugged terrain, including boulders, large rocks, and other obstacles. And remember, whatever you're doing, whether it's overlanding or off-roading, your Jeep is usually designed for that. Like on overlanding vehicles, you know, they're going to have the tent on top. They're going to have everything they're going to need to set up to live out of for a while. But now, like, if you're just, like, off-roading and rock crawling, that's a little bit too much weight and stuff to carry on top of your Jeep. So it just depends on what you're looking to do.
Right.
And yeah. I've always wanted to overland. I have not overland. I do off-road. I think it would be cool to do. But I would probably want to overland out of a four-door and not a two-door.
Right. So,
what about you, Vince?
Well, I've actually seen, I know some people at Overland, and some of the setups that they have are amazing. I've seen like stovetops fold out of the back of gladiators, you know, tents, showers. It blows my mind. But, you know, I've not really gotten into it, and I've never really done it. I'm more just off-roading and, like you were saying, rock crawling and things of that nature. Now, we did do a trip several years ago where we wheeled and camped for 3 nights, and I guess that's kind of like overlanding because we lived out of our vehicles, out of the Jeeps. Yeah. But you know, I just had a hammock, so we just would just pull up somewhere and throw out the hammock and have a fire and cook and things of that nature. And I guess that's similar, but I in my mind, I think overlanding is like not just a weekend trip, but I think of more like a journey, you know, a week long journey or something of that nature. But it's interesting. I've talked to a lot of overlanders, and it's interesting to hear them talk and share stories, but it's just not something I'm really into.
So have you seen a lot of like two doors overland? I mean, I don't really know if I've seen like a whole lot of two doors overland. It's usually the four doors, you know, because you got that more room, you know, to carry supplies and stuff like that.
A lot of the four doors, recently a lot of gladiators I've seen, and I mean, it makes sense. They have a lot of room. You can haul a lot of things in a gladiator, and a four door the same way. I've seen somewhere somebody makes a bed that goes in the back of a four door. You flip the back seats down and there's a whole mattress set up that goes in there that you can sleep in. And I mean, that's pretty cool, you know, but
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, thanks Mike for the question. And it was a really great question.
Yes, it was.
If you all have any fan mail you want to send the Bearded Jeeper or me, you can email us at thatjeepshow@aol.com. You can reach us on Instagram at thatjeepshow, Facebook, the same handle, or you can reach out to us on our personal Instagram pages. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, after this quick break, we will be back. All right, and we are back. So, Vince, tell me about the beach this past week.
So, yeah, I spent a week at the beach with my family and in North Carolina, and it was great. We got I got sunburnt because I don't tan. I just burn. So I got sunburnt. It was a really good time. My son actually got engaged. So we have a new family member that we're going to be welcoming into the family. She's been with us for a while, but I guess they're making it official now. So that big news to them. And we just had a really good time. You know, we drove my wife's JL out on the beach and we went and saw some wild horses, and it was beautiful weather and a great time just to sit and relax and kind of just unwind a little bit from the hectic life that I've had here, you know, recently. So.
Right. Much needed. And congrats to your son and gaining a new daughter-in-law. That's awesome.
That's right. Yeah. We're pretty excited about it. Like I said, she's been around for a while, but about 8 years or so, but they're made official. They bought a house and, they're starting their life, and I'm happy for them. So.
Oh, you know what that means.
I know.
You're going to be a papa soon.
All I know.
And it begins all over again.
Yes, always. That's the way it works.
Yeah. Well, I know you and Heather are going to be super excited, though, about the wedding. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. We're really looking forward to everything. So,
right.
Oh, just exciting. I don't know. Taking it in.
Yeah.
So what did you get into this past week?
Well, I went hiking, which if you follow me on Instagram, you probably think, oh, no, here she goes again. That's all she posts on her story is those hiking pictures. But it's like really my escape from reality, I guess. Not that I'm trying to escape reality, but you know what I'm saying? Like it gives me like a breather and stuff. Right. So it's really nice. I actually stumbled upon a new place to off-road, which I was very excited.
Nice.
And, yeah, I actually posted one of the videos today for Muddy Monday that I got to have fun. But I'm actually going to go back to this place this week and I'm going to walk it, completely walk it, and see what the terrain is like all the way to the end.
Right.
Because I don't want to get out there and then it's like, you know, kind of hard for me to turn around or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Well, you don't want to go into an area you don't really not too familiar with by yourself.
Right. So, and yeah, I think a lot of razors and stuff, you know, use it. I don't think a lot of Jeeps or trucks or anything are actually on this path a lot. So I kind of want to walk it and just kind of see what's up ahead.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much my week, and we had a family member pass away this week, actually two family members. I don't know if you guys heard about the horrible wreck on I-65 in Alabama, but my cousin was the male that passed away, and his baby daughter was 9 months old. So the hiking kind of served as just a little breather. You know, I just needed to get my mind kind of off things and refocus. But it was a sad time for our family. But one positive thing, if anything positive can come out of such a awful thing, I was really impressed of New Hope, Tennessee. He served as a volunteer firefighter and a former chief and stuff like that. So many firefighters from around Tennessee came to show their respect to my family. And if anything positive can come out of that, it's that right there. Just showing that people care.
Right.
And so a big shout out to them guys down there. Thank you for everything you do, you know, to provide safety for your communities. But not only that, just having empathy and sympathy for others. It's greatly appreciated. So thank you guys so much.
Definitely. Yeah. And prayers for your family. I know that's a rough thing to go through, and I can't imagine having to deal with that. So that's, just send up prayers for you guys for sure.
Thank you. That's much appreciated. You know, sometimes we don't understand things. I know I have a hard time of understanding, and I don't ever want to question, you know, why this or why that, but it's just a tough time right now. So
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else have you been doing? I know Utah is coming up pretty fast, Vince.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to solve a little clutch issue with my Jeep. Having some problems. I put a new clutch in. It's not wanting to shift right. I've been trying to work on that. Of course, right now it's like, I don't know, 90 degrees with 1,000,000% humidity outside. So it's really, really hot. So I don't have a garage. So I'm trying to work in my yard. And I'm having this clutch issue that I can't figure out. But as soon as I get it figured out, I'll be ready to go. That's the only other thing. One piece, and I'm ready to roll. So I'm just waiting, and I'm frustrated. You know how it is.
Uh-huh. It's always like just that one thing that is the holdup.
Right. And this seemed to be like the easiest thing. So I was like, oh, no big deal, you know. But the easiest thing turned into the hardest thing. I guess that's the Jeep life, though.
Yeah. So tell our listeners that maybe just like tuning into this episode, what's the big deal about Utah?
Okay. So next month in July, mid-July, I'm headed to Utah for Crawl America, which is sponsored by BF Good Ranch and Crawl Works. It is to help support HeroOffroad.org, which is a wounded veterans organization to help veterans, you know, get out and do some off-roading and kind of enjoy the outdoors some. You know, a lot of veterans struggle, and this is to help them. So I got chosen. They choose 30 people every year for this event, and I got chosen this year, and I'm really looking forward to going. I think it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, what an honor. That is just awesome, you know, to be chosen like that out of all the people, 30. So that's right. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they call us the Dirty 30. So that's, I'm one of the Dirty 30, I guess.
Cool. Will you have your own shirt that says that?
I'll make one. If I don't have one, I'll make one.
That would be awesome. You'll have to have Heather make some cookies that say the Dirty 30.
Yeah, she's already mentioned it. She's going to work on that. I'm going to try to, if I can get with the guys that are organizing this, when I'm out there, I'll try to get us an interview with one of them to get on our podcast. I got to talk to them first, but because I know they're super busy, but if I can get them on here, I think that would be kind of cool. They could tell you a little bit more about it than what I can.
Right. Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much all I have going on right now. I'm just trying to buckle down. We're weeks away, so I'm trying to get everything buttoned up, you know, for that. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I do want to mention, of course, we have 4th of July coming up this upcoming weekend.
Right.
So there will be no show on Monday, just letting you guys know that, because we're going to spend that time with our family and stuff. Definitely. So there won't be no show that Monday.
And I want to tell everybody, just be safe. 4th of July is a big holiday. And I know that everybody will be out having a good time, and just be safe, and, you know, mind safety, you know, don't hold firecrackers in your hands and try to set them off and things of that nature. I know that a lot of people do that, but it's just not the best thing to do, you know?
No, it's not. I actually had a girl I grew up with. She got disformed from a firework.
Yeah.
And she has to live with that now for the rest of her life. And she went through extreme amount of pain and therapy and stuff. And she's surgeries after surgeries. She's still deformed in the face. But it's a reminder, you know, it is a serious thing. You're dealing with something serious. So take it serious.
Definitely do that.
Yeah.
So do you have any shout outs or anything?
Actually, I do. I want to give a shout out to 1941 Life on IG. And the legendary 1941, and of course, Heathen Army Fitness. Those of our brothers over there on IG, make sure to check them out. Check out their YouTube channel. Follow them on Facebook. They're on Twitter. They're on every social media platform there is. They're a bunch of great guys, motivators. Check them out. And as always, Fishbone Off-Road and at Christian Ramirez Designs. Follow those guys. What about you, Vince?
I'll give a shout out every week to the West Virginia Jeep Club here in West Virginia. The great group of guys. We're always busy doing stuff within the state. Look us up, West Virginia Jeep Club. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're online at jeepinwv.com. And also the 304 Jeep Club, which is our brothers up in the northern part of the state. Great group of guys up there. You can also find them on Instagram and Facebook and things. And we do a lot of things with them partnership wise. State's pretty big, so we split it up basically. And I always give a shout out to TNT Customs out in Cheyenne, Wyoming, for any custom needs you have for your Jeep, or you know, you want something for your truck or whatever. Look them up, TNT Customs on Instagram, Facebook. You can find them online. And use the code TM as in Terrain Master 11. You can save 10% and tell them I sent you. That's about it.
Awesome. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And as Vince said before, we hope that you all have a safe and happy 4th of July. Get out there and celebrate this one this year. Last year was kind of a bust. So definitely, let's get out and celebrate safely.
Definitely.
And that's it for tonight. What do we do, yeah, Vince?
We're going to keep it Jeep.